Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Major news today in the fight against ISIS. U.S.-backed Kurdish-led forces say they have retaken Raqqa from ISIS. The Syrian city has been the group's de facto capital since it declared a caliphate and swept across Iraq and Syria in 2014. Mike Giglio is senior national security correspondent for BuzzFeed. He joins us from Washington. Mike, what does the retaking of Raqqa mean?
I think it's, the final big battle for the ISIS caliphate, and it means that as far as the major U.S.-led ground war against ISIS, it's pretty much wrapped. They're going to control pockets of territory in Syria that are going to be very hard to dislodge them from. But as far as their big major population centers and their symbolic heart, it's all in enemy hands now.
Is this the beginning of the end of ISIS then?
I wouldn't put it that way. This is the beginning of the end, or this is the end of the end of the major ground war. But ISIS is definitely going to find ways to persist. I think it's going to return to its roots in insurgency. It's going to continue to launch terrorist attacks. And, it's going to make an effort to get its members safely out of, the territory where they're being challenged militarily and disperse them, which I think makes them dangerous in another way.
How did the U.S.-backed forces manage to do this? They've been trying for so long to retake Raqqa.
I think it's just the gradual wearing down of ISIS's defenses. And, the major battle to me took place in Mosul. That was a really key strategic victory. And, once that battle was won, it was just a matter of time before Raqqa fell as well.
Mosul, a city in Iraq and the biggest city that ISIS ever controlled.
Yeah, that's right. And their most important strategic city.
Okay, now let's talk about what's happening in Kirkuk, where Iraqi troops continue to gain ground against the Kurds there. Both of them, of course, U.S. allies in the fight against ISIS. President Trump was asked about this during his impromptu press conference yesterday. Let's listen.
We don't like the fact that they're clashing. We're not taking sides, but we don't like the fact that they're clashing.
But they are clashing. So, Mike Giglio, why is Baghdad taking this aggressive action against the Kurds in Kirkuk?
The Kurds had a referendum last month where they voted internally within their semi-autonomous region to push for independence. And this is Iraq's very aggressive reaction to that, pushing as hard as possible, saying, you're not going to be independent and we're going to take any kind of territory that we have disputed with you.
And are you surprised that the Kurds are not putting up more of a fight?
I don't think they can, absent any serious backing from the U.S. And actually, the comments you just played from Trump, he's very on message for what the U.S. policy is, which is just hands off. I spoke to some Kurdish officials yesterday, and they are despondent because there really has been no strong U.S. condemnation of the attack by Iraqi forces. They're on their own. So, I think it's smart for them to pull back, which is what they've more or less done. I mean, there has been some bloodshed, but because they really don't stand a chance.
What choice does the U.S. have, though, in terms of taking sides, given their relationships with both the Kurds and the government of Iraq?
I think, the U.S. had a choice over the 3 years of this war to address the politics between Baghdad and Kurdistan, and they haven't. They've basically taken a position that they're going to focus on the military aspect of the war on ISIS, and any kind of problems are going to come later, and now we've reached later. So it's kind of amazing. The day we're talking about Raqqa falling and the war really being pretty much wrapped up in that phase, they move in immediately from Baghdad to take this territory back. And I think we're going to see some kind of serious prolonged unrest there because of this.
Is it a coincidence that that's all happening at the same time?
Not at all. People have been warning about this, experts who track the region, the Kurds themselves, soldiers I know in Iraq. People have been warning that this was going to come to a head once the war was over. And it's sort of amazing for how quickly that happened, just as soon as possible. They were at each other's throats again.
Does the conflict with the Kurds pose any sort of long-term danger to stability in the region as a whole?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, the Kurdish question for Iraq impacts the Kurdish question for Turkey, for Iran, and for Syria. And I think that's why you've seen, for the referendum, Iran, Baghdad, and Ankara all united against it. And I think just like they were worried about, the referendum having a knock-on effect, this violence, this instability is also going to have a knock-on effect. I mean, it really does threaten what is a very unstable region with another big problem.
When you hear about a city being retaken, whether it's Kirkuk or whether it's Raqqa, you do start to think about who's going to hold it later. I mean, should we be worried now that somebody else is going to come into Raqqa, for example, and take over?
I think in Raqqa, that's a major concern. The U.S. is backing a very different Kurdish force as their main ground force for this war in Syria and in Raqqa. And they are very clear, you know, that they have plans to carve out their own autonomous state. Again, once the U.S. Pulls back its troops and once this war is kind of wrapped up, it's unclear how the Assad regime is going to react to that. It's unclear how other militant groups and rebel groups in the area are going to react to that. It's a big question mark, and it hasn't been answered. And I think, you know, like you're seeing in Iraq right now, you leave these questions unanswered for long enough, and eventually they could become big problems.
That's Mike Giglio, who is senior national security correspondent for BuzzFeed. Mike, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.